जय गोपी जन बाला गिरिवर दारी गोपी गंगवाला गिरिवर धारी गिरिवर यशोर नंदना जय वज जन रंजन ज जनरंजन जमुना तीर वन चारी जय कुंज बिहारी जय कुंज जया जमुना तीर वन चारी जय कुंज बिहारी बिहारी परमहंस भगवत के छह सौ चरण सत्तर श्री सीमा बाकी ग्रंथ गोस्वामी महाराज प्रभुपाद की जय श्री प्रभुपाद की जय ग्रंथराज श्रीमद भागवत धाम की जय समवेत भक्त वृंद की जय our glories to the assembled devotees our glories to the assembled devotees our glories to the assembled devotees our glories to Sri Sri Guru and Gauranga our glories to Srila Prabhupada भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय From Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 8. Okay, maybe here somewhere. Over there. Titled, Lord Krishna Shows the Universal Form. Text number. That's the wrong one. 14 and 15, I was told. I hope that's right. Okay. Prague. Ayam Vasudevasya Kochit Jatas Tavatmaja Vasudeva Iti Sriman Abhigya Samprachakshate Pragayam Vasudevasya Kauchit Jatastavatmaja Vasudeva Iti Shuman Abhigya Samprachakshate Pragayam Vasudevasya Kauchit Jatastavatmaja Vasudeva Iti Shuman Abhigyasam Pachakshate Pragayam Vasudevasya Kauchit Jatastavatmaja Vasudeva Iti Shuman Abhigya Samprachakshate Pragayam Vasudevasya Kauchit Jatastavatmaja Vasudeva iti Shriman Abhigya Samprachakshate Pragayam Vasudevasya Kachit Jatastavatmaja Vasudeva iti Shriman Abhigya Samprachakshate Vasudevam Vasudevasya Prachidjatastavatmaja Vasudeva iti Sriman Abhigya Samprachakshate. It is Prajayam Vasudevasya Pragayam Vasudevasya Kvachijatastavatmaja Vasudeva iti Sriman Abhigya Samprachakshate. Pragayam Vasudevasya Kvachijatastavatmaja Vasudeva iti Sriman Abhigya Samprachakshate. Back before, I am this child, Vasudevasya, of Vasudev, Kvachit, sometimes, Jata, was born, Tava, your, Atmaja, Krishna, who has taken birth as your child. Vasudeva. Therefore he may be given the name Vasudev. Iti. Thus. Sriman. Very beautiful. Abhigya. Those who are learned. Samprachakshate. Also say that Krishna is Vasudev. Translation. For many reasons, this beautiful son of yours sometimes appeared previously as the son of Vasudev. Therefore, those who are learned sometimes call this child Vasudev. Report. Gaudamuni indirectly disclosed this child was originally born as the son of Vasudev, although he is acting as your child. Generally, he is your child, but sometimes he is the son of Vasudev. Mysterious. Nice. Generally, he is your child, but sometimes he is the son of Vasudev. So we can read the next verse as well. Bahuni Shantinam Namani Rupani Cha Sutasyate Guna Karman Guna Karman Rupani Tanyaham Deva Mojana. So Bahuni various Shanti, there are Namani names, Rupani forms, Cha also Sutasya of the sun, Te your Guna Karma Anu Rupani, according to his attributes and activities. Tani them, aham I, Veda no jana, not ordinary persons. Translation, for this son of yours, there are many forms and names according to his transcendental qualities and activities. These are known to me, but people in general do not understand them. Please repeat. For this son of yours, there are many forms and names. according to his transcendental qualities and activities. These are known to me, but people in general do not understand them. Bahuni, the Lord has many names. Advaitam Achyutam Anadam Anantarupam Adyam Purana Purusham Navayovanam Cha. As stated in the Brahma Samhita, the Lord is one, but he has many forms and many names. It was not that because Gargamuni gave the child the name Krishna, that was his only name. He has other names such as Bhaktavatsala, Giridhari, Govinda, and Gopal. If we analyze the Nirukti or semantic derivation of the word Krishna, we find that Na signifies he stops the repetition of birth and death. And Krish means satyata or existence. Krishna is the whole of existence. Also, Krish means attraction, and Na means ananda or bliss. Krishna is known as Mukunda because he wants to give everyone spiritual, eternal, blissful life. Unfortunately, because of the living entity's little independence, the living entity wants to deprogram the program of Krishna. This is the material disease. Nonetheless, because Krishna wants to give transcendental bliss to the living entities, he appears in various forms. Therefore, he is called Krishna. Because Gargamuni was an astrologer, he knew what others did not know. Yet, Krishna has so many names that even Gargamuni did not know them all. It is to be concluded that Krishna, according to his transcendental activities, has many names and many forms. Jai Śrīla Prabhupāda. Om Jñāna Timanandasya Dhananjana Salakaya Chakshanu Nalitam Jena Tasmai Śrī Gurave Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Varaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutalai Śrīmati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namane Namaste, Sarasvati Deva, Gauravani Pracharane, Nirvishesha Sunyavadi, Paschachade, Sitarane. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Shri Advaita Gadadhar, Shivasari Gaur Bhaktivinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Just wanted this, first of all, pay my respects to my beloved godbrothers who are so kind to be here. When I first came to the temple, Adidev Prabhu sat down next to me at the Sunday feast and preached to me. And here he is listening to me now. May have thought twice, huh? And Dravida Prabhu used to sit next to me at lunch and chant verses in my ear. It was so nice. I was a new devotee. Still a new devotee. Trying to become a devotee. And he would sit down next to me. This is in New Dwarka, 75. And he'd go, "Listen to this one." And then he'd... hasn't changed a bit. But it was so wonderful. He was so blissful. He just loved those verses. And by his inspiration, I also tried to learn a few verses. Maybe a drop in the ocean. Anyway. So, I want to thank you all for your wonderful association. Just trying to purify myself by speaking. So this is a wonderful verse. Garga Muni is giving the name of Krishna. He indicates here that he was sometimes known as the son of Vasudeva, therefore he is called Vasudeva. Although he's generally Nanda Maharaj and Yasoda's child. Of course, in the spiritual world, in Goloka Vrindavan, he's the beloved child of Nanda and Yasoda. But he appears in many, many forms. And he has many names. Sometimes Krishna would say that actually God has no name. I think there's a name like that that means that God has no name, right? Isn't there? In some tradition. Or that they say that you can't say the name of God because God...
Huh?
Oh, don't even say it. Can't even say it. The G word. It's actually, in a lot of circles, it's really the wrong word to say, that's for sure. You can get yourself ostracized very quickly.
God has become a four-letter word.
Yeah, exactly. So, and people, as it's mentioned here, generally people don't understand the names of God. They certainly don't value them. There's one prayer, there one song that we sing that says that the name of Krishna is the most valuable jewel, but the people of this world think of it as no more than a piece of broken glass. It said that this is such an unfortunate situation, and people are so unfortunate that what is the most valuable jewel they think is worthless. So people are not interested in the name of Krishna. But I remember one of my godbrothers was kind of analyzing one time, and he was saying that if we think of the gifts of Srila Prabhupada, the numerous amazing gifts of Srila Prabhupada, we would have to conclude that his greatest gift is the holy name of Krishna. It still stands supreme as Sakalo Pari, Krishna's name, reigns supreme. So, but in one sense, Prabhupada would say Krishna has no name, but he is known by his activities. And this is also very mysterious that Krishna is one Advaitam. Krishna is one personality. But he has unlimited forms. So how can this one personality who is non-dual, one without a second, have unlimited forms, anantarupam? So many forms we can't even count. So many names that we can't even understand because he has so many activities. So, but because he does so many wonderful things, therefore he has so many wonderful names. Srila Prabhupada used to sometimes this verse, that Dharma Swanusita Pumsa Visvaksena Kata Suyad Nara Padayat Yadi Ratim Shrama Evahi Kevalam, that our spiritual advancement can be measured by whether or not we are developing attraction for hearing about Krishna, for chanting Krishna's name. And he would say, so the Mayavadis, what can they speak about? What is their, how can they have this attraction? Because there's nothing to talk about. Krishna has no form, he doesn't do anything. There's nothing to speak about. So this verse, of course, would have no meaning for them. But for us, it has great meaning. So, and the devotees like to hear Krishna's different names because these different names bring pleasure. They remember Krishna's pastimes. And some are mentioned here, how Krishna's names bring these pastimes, just like Giridhari is here. And so we remember Krishna lifting Govardhan Hill. And I think of the Yashodanandana, when I think of this name, I'm reminded that sometimes Krishna in the morning, Krishna would be being dressed by Mother Yashoda, and the cowherd boys would peek in and see how he was being dressed. And sometimes they would try to help while she was dressing him. And while they were busy trying to help with the dressing, he would hit them with his flute. Like this. So these pastimes come to mind with the names of Krishna. His most intimate names are associated with his pastimes. It's said that the external names are names like Paramatma. They refer to Krishna, but Krishna is in relationship to this material world. Therefore, it's said the 1,000 names of Vishnu is equal to one chanting the name of Ram, correct? And three times chanting the name of Ram is equal to once chanting the name of Krishna. So Krishna is so wonderful, and his names bring transcendental pleasure. And in fact, it's interesting that Srila Prabhupada translates Krishna's name, or he quotes the Nirukti here, saying that Krishna's name is attractive. We want to be attracted, and Krishna attracts us. Krishna is known as Madan Mohan. He even attracts Cupid. In this material world, everyone is attracted by Cupid. But Krishna attracts even Cupid. And of course, Krishna is attracted by Radharani, therefore she is known as Madan Mohan Mohini, the attractor of Cupid. And he gives bliss. So, in Srila Prabhupada, this is a nice little personal purport here. We're reminded of that era in ISKCON history when there were deprogrammers. Srila Prabhupada even brings it up in the purport. How many here remember the deprogramming era? Were you around then? You've heard of it, right? There was a famous video of Ted Patrick, right, in an interview. You know, he was talking about how he almost became hooked, but fortunately he quit chanting and was able to get away. Yeah. And he said, these guys, they have to keep chanting, otherwise they'll start thinking. And then they can't, and they'll get away. So, but actually, I remember I was young at that time, and it was the first time I'd heard of deprogrammers. And, the people, for those of you who don't know, there were people that were for large sums of money. Actually, my wife's parents were approached by deprogrammers because they had some money. And for mere $20,000, which is a lot in those days, they would rescue her from the Hare Krishna movement. But her father decided it was too much money. Must be bogus. So, anyway, I remember asking one devotee, so how can they deprogram devotees? And his response was, you can't deprogram a devotee. Just like Prahlad Maharaj. That was the original deprogramming attempt, perhaps. And much more severe even than Ted Patrick and those guys. Boiled in oil and all of these things, thrown off a mountain, trampled beneath elephants, all of these things. Tried to cut him, all of these things, poison him. But he always thought of Krishna. He could never forget Krishna for a moment. He just was unable. And that's actually the quality of a devotee, is that they're unable to forget Krishna. They're unable to stop chanting Krishna's holy names. Or like Haridas Thakur also, he was requested to be deprogrammed, quit chanting, otherwise there was severe punishment, but he could not stop chanting. And of course such devotees are personally protected by Krishna. But Srila Prabhupada mentions here that Krishna gives his holy name. He sends his holy name, especially in the age of Kali. Kali Kale Namarupe Krishna Avatar. And Krishna appears in the form of his holy name. And it's actually because he wants to give us transcendental bliss. But unfortunately, we don't want transcendental bliss. That's the unfortunate thing. He wants to give everyone spiritual, eternal, blissful life. And we actually can derive transcendental bliss from the holy name. But people are not interested, or they don't derive this bliss from the holy name, because they want they want material happiness. So as Srila Prabhupada said, these things don't go very well together. Material happiness and spiritual bliss. As long as we're trying to enjoy this material world, so long as we have the conception of ourselves as the enjoyer, then we cannot enjoy the really sweet taste of Krishna consciousness. Srila Prabhupada mentions this in Nectar of Devotion, that as long as we're thinking of becoming more and more important, either spiritually or materially, then this is like a kind of a poison. Actually, it's compared to being hunted by a witch, I believe, right? That's that verse. Hunted. We're hunted by the false desire, false notion that we can enjoy this temporary playground. And therefore we have aspirations here. Therefore not actually able to derive pleasure from the holy name. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya brings it to this point in the Shikshastakam. He first of all, he glorifies the holy name, that Cheta Dapanam Arjanam, Baba Mahadavagni Nirvapanam. It cleanses the heart and all of these wonderful things. Kind of like promotional. Developing faith. That is a Shraddha. It's trying to develop in us. So we should chant this holy name. By chanting the holy name, our hearts will become cleansed. Anandam Buddhi Vardhanam, the ocean of transcendental bliss is there. All of these things come by chanting the holy name. But then there's a kind of a sad footnote that it comes after that. But unfortunately, I have no attraction for this chanting. Because I commit offenses while chanting. So this is our unfortunate condition. Therefore, there's a process to chant the holy name, and it begins with developing humility. This is a process for sure. Trinadapi samichena tavarapi sahishnana amanina manadina kirtaniya sadahari. But if somehow or other by chanting the holy name, this humility can awaken within our heart, then we can actually, then we want to chant. We read a nice verse this morning. How did Srila Prabhupada say it? That those who have sincerely served the spiritual master and thus pleased him, they derive pleasure by chanting with other devotees. Wasn't that it? Something like that. So, Shushusho Shadabhanasya Vasudeva Katha Ruchi. This attraction, the transcendental bliss which comes from chanting the holy name is actually comes when we sincerely serve the devotees of Krishna. Shushusho Shadabhanasya. We can hear with attention, we can hear with faith, we can experience pleasure when there's a mood of service, when we develop a mood of service towards the holy name, we're just as Krishna is always the master, Ekala Ishvara Krishna, Avasavabritya, just as Krishna is eternally everyone's master, even Vishnu, Shiva, everyone. So similarly, the holy name is always our master. We can never think that we know the holy name or have a grip or a handle on Krishna's holy name. As soon as we think like that, then the holy name goes far away. As soon as the enjoying mentality comes, then Krishna's name goes far away. I was thinking about, I've been thinking about this point a lot. Whoops, how are we doing? Everybody's still awake? Sorry, I'll be done soon. I've been thinking about this point. I just wanted to share with you a little bit, maybe have some discussion on this. Srila Prabhupada says that he discusses this point of Achincha Beda Beda Tattva and how it affects every aspect of our philosophy. And one time he explained that just like we say we're not this body, so there's a difference. There's the soul and the body. Dehi knows men yata dehi. There's a difference. But he said, in another sense, there's no difference, because they have the same source. They're all Krishna. Everything is Krishna. Like, I may make something, you know, a pot or something out of something else. And maybe you can say, I made the pot, but I didn't create the ingredients. But when Krishna creates something, it's all Krishna. What else can it be but Krishna? So there's this inconceivable oneness that Krishna is everywhere. Just like we're sitting on the floor, we're sitting on Krishna. But Pashyame Yogamaishvaram, Krishna says, behold, I'm not everything at the same time. So Srila Prabhupada said, I am, you know, Krishna's everything and Krishna's separate from everything. Both are true simultaneously. Which way will you see it? Therefore, inconceivable. Achincha. So it's also true with Krishna's name. And for us, Krishna, of course, Krishna is not different from his name, and great emphasis is given to this fact by all of our acharyas, to simply chant Krishna's name, and we make no distinction between Krishna and Krishna's name. The sound that we hear, Krishna, we don't say, well, that's the sound, but Krishna's not there. We don't make a distinction. But at the same time, sometimes our acharyas, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Srila Prabhupada as well, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, they will say that the sound is not necessarily Krishna. So the first time I heard this, I became really, well, like crushed almost. You've read that quote, right? I could read it if you want. I won't right now. That, maybe I haven't really been chanting Krishna's name all these years. You know, what am I chanting? So, but again, Srila Prabhupada would always stress that, no, Krishna's not different from his name. But there is a mentality, that's the idea, that if, as Krishna says, Naham Prakasya Savasya Yogamaya Samavrita, I'm not manifest to everyone. So if we chant the holy name in the mood of being the enjoyer or in a different way, there's benefit. There's undoubtedly benefit. But Krishna won't be really very manifest to us. But if one chants the holy name of Krishna in a mood of service, in a mood of love, in a mood of submission, in a mood of helplessness. We actually are helplessly calling on the name of Krishna, because it's not that by going Krishna, Krishna, Krishna with our mouth and tongue that Krishna has to appear. The name is not within our power, not within our control. Apparently it is. Apparently we can chant any time. But we should always remember that Krishna is fully independent, and he manifests himself when he wants, by his causeless will, by his causeless mercy only, not by our forcing him to appear. As one devotee used to say, we can't be Vaikuntha crashers. We can't force our way into transcendence. But if in our humility, and there's reason, good reason to be humble, because we're so insignificant. Actually, I remember going to the airport one time and just kind of watching people. And if you just look around, everybody is totally absorbed in themselves, right? In their minds, you know. And what are they absorbed in? That I am so important. I'm so important, you know, that the only thing I can think about is me. And the only thing anybody else should think about is me also. And what's the result of this absorbed thinking, you know, that the life is, you know, and life is all about me? The result is they're all miserable. you can just see it. And even though we're so small, even though we're so tiny, just even from the material, even from what we can see, we're so small, what to speak of from the universal point of view, even this universe that we're in is like a mustard seed. To say we're insignificant is like an overstatement. But the material energy is so powerful that we're absorbed almost 24 hours a day thinking about me. Inconceivable, huh? So just see, Pashame, just see the Balame, what is that? Balame? Pashamaya, yeah. That's in a particular context. But he says, just see how powerful is my Maya. So if we can somehow or other take Lord Chaitanya's advice and try to understand that we're servants of the holy name, we're not lords of the universe, and in that spirit call upon the holy name, then we can actually not try to deprogram the program of Krishna, but take his gift that he wants to give of spiritual eternal blissful life. So I guess I'm at it. Actually, I wanted to do one thing. I didn't leave enough time. I saw these wonderful names of Krishna. I wanted to ask a couple of devotees what their favorite names of Krishna were and what it meant to them. Could we take 2 minutes for that? Anybody? Yeah.
My favorite name is Shyam Sundar.
Sorry.
Just because I remember in, what was it, 2002, I came to this temple, and we got here in sort of the middle of the day, the deities were open, it must have been later. And I walked in, I was just so amazed and so overwhelmed with the Shyam Sundar's beauty and Radharani's beauty. So that's my favorite, yeah.
Radhe Shyam Pijay. We were talking this morning about how awesome the pujaris here are. This is such artistry, such amazing artistry. Every day. Okay. Anything?
Yes, I know you you've been saying for a while, we don't have the attraction for chanting, of course, in my case, that's very true. But I was wondering if you could speak a little on your travels, your traveling the world and meeting devotees from all different countries, and how are they responding to the chanting of the Holy Name?
Well, definitely the chanting of the Holy Name is the universal language. It crosses all boundaries, and we see people become very attracted. You know, I was in Costa Rica recently, and there were, we were doing some programs at yoga studios, and these people were new to chanting, but they liked to chant. They liked to chant Hare Krishna, and they chanted for a long, long time. So, yeah, I actually, that's probably one of the most encouraging things that's going on, I would say, is the attraction for kirtan, especially amongst our young people, and how they're, actually they're a great inspiration for me, how they're, well, these restless young kids will sit for hours and hours and hours doing kirtan. So how is that possible if, unless something genuine is there? So, yeah, and it's very, I feel it's very, it's genuine, and it's really going back, it's really recognizing our real roots, our real wealth, the Holy Name. Dravid often says, you can judge how good a festival is by how much kirtan is going on. If you have a festival and there's lots of kirtan, then it was a good festival. A little kata. Yeah. A little kata. I'm also, I'm very much inspired by the work of Satchinandana Swami and how he's really tried to bring the focus to help devotees bring their focus back to chanting the Holy Name. In the course of doing so much service, sometimes we think that, you know, we should do service, which of course we should. Service is important. But sometimes it's been at the neglect of chanting, or that we, you know, we just think it's just something we get out of the way and it's on to more important things. But as Radhana Swami says, if you try to get your rounds done, then that's what will happen. You'll get them done. So, yeah, to see more and more of the focus going back into the kirtan and into the Holy Name, it's very, very encouraging, because that's how we'll stay strong individually and collectively, and we'll attract others to this process as well. Okay, Hare Krishna. Sarva Vinaji.
Hello. Thank you very much for the very nice class, self-realized class.
All right.
Thank you. And I just have a couple of comments to make. I don't have any questions. I love listening to your tapes. Nowadays they have, in the vehicles, they have six, you can put six CDs at a time. So I sometimes put four or five. And my wife says, is that all you want to listen to? Can't listen to someone else? Do we have to listen to Baba Hari all the time?
You should listen to her. She's trying to give you some good advice.
Okay. The other comment is, you have a fan base in India also.
Wow.
And when I go to my dentist, anyone who has been to a dentist knows it's a painful experience. So this particular dentist, what he does is
becoming a painful experience.
What he does is that, you know, he does your surgery, but he has your tape playing, and so it's like he says,
just
he
to
says,
give you good memories of.
He says, all
fond association.
All I hear is open wide, open wide. And your ears are hurting and your mouth is open, but then there's Baba Hari chanting melodiously and just soothing to the soul.
Hare Krishna. immediately go to sleep. Well, Hare Krishna. I didn't plan that one. He's not a paid person. Okay. Anyway, thank you so much. It's very wonderful to be with all of you, sincere devotees. Thank you for allowing me to speak.